to anything or any music that's heard during the duration of this podcast. Also, a lot of these shows will have explicit content. So if you are not a fan of any cursing or profanity, you may want to walk away, but that does not mean that every show will consist of such.
I know y'all tired of it, but we got a new season of The Past. Welcome to Season 8, The Mamba Year. Podcasts available on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all of your podcast platforms. Here you'll get a dose of content related to tech, the productivity world, and most importantly, how to be a better you. The theme for this year, personally, is receiving grace. And we definitely want to do better with receiving it and being open to being a better us from who we were a year ago. So this is Season 8 of The Past, and I hope you all enjoy. So I will go ahead and be clear and transparent with you all. The title is the title. This is me testing out new equipment and, other than that, drop, giving you all a different flair and flow of the podcast. This is gonna be your typical run-of-the-mill podcast that I normally do, but it's also going to have a different format or flow to it. And why I'm sharing it or why I'm saying it to you all is because the truth of the matter is, I've been doing podcasting or recording or creating content in some way, shape, or form for over 8 years. I could almost say 10 years if I'm being really, really honest about it. There's been four tiers of audio recording quality, whatever, however you want to term it. Started from the bottom was the Samson Meteor, which I have a friend of mine who currently has my Meteor, so she's been utilizing it for some other content too, so I ain't really been tripping off of it, but it is one of, if not the first microphones that I roll with, and to show age without showing age, it used a mini USB cable, which in my opinion was one of those reliable accessories or connections, but it was also like very risky and tricky. So that was the starting point. Fast forward, I've had the original Yeti. The original Yeti to this day is probably going to be the long-term definition of bae. And I stand behind that term because that microphone helped me understand or gain an attraction to my voice and to public speaking and all that stuff. I still own and still use my Yeti X. My Yeti X will still be used as a microphone. I'm not going to even fool myself into thinking otherwise, only because that particular microphone has history. And when I say history, I mean there was not a time that I didn't use that mic in some way, shape, or form. I've gotten through quite a fair share of guests, conversations, unpacks, you name it, we've been down those roads. I want to say that microphone has been in the mix since 2019. So close to, give or take, 5 years. And I don't regret that microphone whatsoever. But it's time. And when I say it's time, it's time. This Rode pod mic will be taking and carrying the audio to another, not that it hasn't already been there or getting there, but it's going to carry it to another epsilon or carry it to another flow for how in control I am of what I'm sharing or what I'm presenting. And I'm gonna say this only because I can and because you all may or may not realize it. And someone asked me a question of this sort, and I still think it's like, it's a polite yet honest, I don't know, but somehow it's still a thing. And that is like, what makes or what has made you even, quote unquote, 8+ years later, still get in front of a microphone, talk about what you have going on, share your thoughts, and keep coming back and keep doing it over and over and over and over and over until you have clipsed 400 plus shows with still more, you know, more in store? And my direct answer is I just like to talk and share how I feel about different things. Even with me using this microphone for this brief talk now, it's so eye-opening to think of how far my audio has come with not being as bashful, not being as shy, not being as hidden, not being as guarded with what I have to say or what I have to share. And this kind of adds the icing on the cake, if you will. As the age-old saying goes, hard work pays off. And I don't take for granted the amount of work that has gone into my life, into my ups and downs of different things that go on. And even when it may or may not seem like it's there, there's definitely been an immense amount of support in some realm or in some facet that I definitely try my hardest to not take for granted. And it shows in, like, and it's kind of like an age old phrase of like, the proof is in the pudding, but the proof is in the product and in the content. Like, I make it my personal goal to not take recording or doing a podcast for granted. At first, like I said, I was kind of in that feeling and I was seeing that this is me, seeing that this is what I want to do. And now here it is, like literally 8+ years later, and we're up in the, quote unquote, up in the ante a little bit. Yeah, I'm testing out this, like, I don't know. Let me say it like this, and then I'm gonna close this, because this is me just kind of doing a show, but testing the mic, but also giving you like an idea and understanding. Like, for the duration of my podcast, even with the interface that I have being connected to my computer and getting my audio like I have it, this is one of the first times that I'm using a microphone that is not USB or is not as reliant on USB. Like, I have an accessory that is kind of doing the dirty work so that when it gets to my computer and when I go back and edit, it's a much cleaner listen than, and don't get me wrong, like my Yeti was doing this thing and I was able to go in and add my little tweaks and work on stuff here and there. But with this, it's like, people hear this phrase, or you will notice this in the podcast world, but it's a real thing. Like, when you're using certain microphones or talking with certain, quote unquote, je ne sais quoi, if you know, you know, it's a different sound or a different flow. Like, literally your mic, your voice is like butter on a roll. Like, people say this, and then on top of that, even me listening to the show now, like while I'm talking to y'all, I'm like, again, don't get me wrong. Audio was crisp, was solid, was on point, and still will be on point with the Yeti. I'll still have my points where I may be like, look, let me just do the Yeti, do what I do, keep it pushing. But even in me talking with this mic now, it's like a major, like, it's a major adjustment without being a major adjustment. And I'm just like in awe of like the joy behind getting it to this point, because you couldn't have told me at any point or at any time that I would be in this position with doing a podcast like I'm doing it. But I love it. I enjoy to just sit and talk about the real world and talk about different things. So yeah, I just wanted to use this opportunity to take this opportunity to just sit down, test the kinks out with the mic, because it was, and this is a tease. This is kind of like it's an exclusive show, but it's also like a teaser of what's to come for the actual episode that I will be doing. And that is this recording. I still like the equipment coming in was like so piece based, where I ordered the stand, I ordered the XLR cable, I ordered the accessory, the audio interface out of the Vocaster, and I ordered the windscreen or the mic filter. Even with the mic having its own filter, I was like, I'm going to add another cover, because, you know, you don't want people to not necessarily spit on the mic, but not have as much like going on. But it's like I had all those things and I was like, I only need one thing. Well, I needed two things, but one of those was the aux cable. It's an adapter that I have that connects to the Vocaster to hook up headphones, because anyone who does podcasting, it's a constant conversation or a constant battle piece of being able to listen to your audio, making sure your audio sounds crisp, sound clear, stuff like that. And today the mic came, and mind you, keep this in the queue as well. I've only opened one of the microphones. I haven't even opened the other one yet, because I only want to open that one when I know, like, all right, I got a second guest coming on and I can break open the whole setup. Because I literally took pictures of the stand without the mic. I took pictures of, like, it's one of those, like, taking time to be thankful and truly valuing what you were able to accomplish or what you're doing. And that's mainly what this was all about. So I'm not, it's not me necessarily bragging or anything. It's just more so me like being excited in the moment of like, I got what I wanted and I'm good. So I'm not really tripping too much on what is or what could be. And, yeah, man, like it's, it's about to go down. That's all I can tell you. I don't know how else to really word it other than just stay tuned to the content, stay tuned to the recordings. Don't feel like it's going to be, and I'm saying this to y'all, cause y'all know I'm always about keeping it real with the show in every way possible. It's gonna get fun, man. We definitely about to have more fun with just chopping it up and having more genuine conversations out there. Cause I don't think they're happening as much as they should, but I also get why it is the way it is sometimes with that. So we shall see what is next for BT. And in the meantime, in between time, hope y'all enjoy. Until next time, BT signing out. Truly hope you all enjoyed the show. Definitely was a lot to unpack.
but I know you'll walk away with something important. As I share at the end of each season, do find your way to get into podcasting if it's something you would like to do. My podcasts are currently recorded via Buzzsprout. Been very good to me. If you want to learn more about using them, definitely hit me up at thepassbtpod@gmail.com. And also the microphone that you're hearing me on is the Blue Yeti X. Have been rolling with it for over 3 years. We've been doing this ride for quite some time, so I hope someone could find this mic useful. Again, find those people who are good or helpful in what you're trying to do to be better today than you were yesterday. The primary goal is to be 1% better. Hope you all have an amazing day, and we'll be back again to do this next time.